Hello everyone. Our subject for today is a new year. And I'd like to read a verse from Romans chapter 15 verse 13. Now, the Bible says, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. This is the first week of the year. We stand looking at the road ahead, and we cannot see, can we? At best, the present is all we have, and beyond today's, it is in His hands. Thank God we have His word, which is sufficient and strength for our uncertainty. It is our road map, and we are blessed to have this guide to lead us to our destination. The words of our verse challenge us to maintain a positive attitude about ourselves during this pandemic. Before us, three great attributes that the apostle brings to our attention at the beginning of this new year: hope, joy, and peace. I want to take a few minutes, talk about hope, then joy, then peace. Hope first. The God of hope is encouraging us to abound in hope. God our Father is not in despair about our future, not at all. He wants us to face the future with hope, and He is ready to give us what we need for the journey. The Lord is also reminding us that our hope is not only for the immediate future, but more importantly, to persevere patiently awaiting His second coming to be with Him forever. Just think with me about our living hope according to His promise to us and the comfort of His daily presence as we sojourn toward our final abode. In addition, we are sustained by His magnificent power that works within us. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, the word encouraged us. It says, for it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure. To the believers, we can say, the best is yet to come. Others who are drifting with no goals for their lives, they do not know where they are going today, much less tomorrow. Deep in their hearts, they are living in fear, insecure, content to drift from day to day. To them, I say the answer at the beginning of this new year is to come to Jesus, and you will find all the solutions to your problem. Joy. Second word, joy. It is worth noticing that the verse in Romans 15:13 expresses the hope that might fill us with all joy. The apostle did not say happiness. Notice that. For happiness is linked to what happens to you and those we love. And it is also the result of something that happens. Joy, on the other hand, is something deeper that the Holy Spirit plants in our hearts the moment we took the Lord as our Savior. Friends, Christian joy is not dependent on the circumstances of man. Joy is thankfulness for who God is and for what He has given us through His Son's death and resurrection. It is God's desire to fill us with joy of salvation. Oh yes, the joy of fellowship with our Savior as we transit this life. He wishes to fill us with the joy of eternal life, and it is His will to fill us with the joy of belonging to His family, the family of God. Praise God. He also wishes to fill us with the joy of knowing with assurance that we will go to heaven when this life is over. It is living in anticipation of being fully like the Lord Jesus Christ. It is unto this state of hope that we are saved. What a great hope we have, folks. And My third word is peace. Paul mentions also peace. The third blessing that the apostle wishes to the Romans is peace. People have always sought a trouble-free life. The heart longs for quietness and peace. Humans are sinners, experience inner tension. Some live in a stormy life, distracted by desires and ambitions that creates contradictions in their hearts. The minds and hearts of people are now battlegrounds on which they become extremely disturbed and eventually lost. We live in a dangerous world, and it is getting worse day by day. Thefts have increased. Murder is on the rise. Lawlessness is almost everywhere. Immorality is increasing, and hatred toward God and his people is prevalent now in our society. The Lord wants to bring tranquility where there is turmoil in the lives of many. He loves to bring order into the chaos of people's lives. God would love to see many at peace with him. He would love to see peace in divided families, amongst friends and churches. He would love to see men and women to be reconciled with him through Jesus Christ. The only way to achieve the peace that passes understanding is to place our trust in him and forget about man-made plans and resolutions for the future. It is time to trust God and follow his word that says in Proverbs chapter 3, 5, and 6, most of us knowing, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Precious words, huh? And do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. D.L. Moody said the following about trusting God. Trust in yourself, and you are doomed to disappointment. Trust in your friends, and they will die and leave you. Trust in money, and you may have it taken from you. Truly. Trust in reputation, and some slanderous tongue may blast it. But trust in God, and you are never to be confounded in time and eternity. When we trust him, he starts working. He can do the impossible in our eyes and for our own good. Well, may the Lord help us at the threshold of this new year to trust him more, renew our hope, rejoice in the Holy Spirit, and enjoy the peace that only God could give through Christ's salvation. Three great blessings Paul is praying for: that the Romans may abound in hope, joy, and peace. And you know what? He ends the chapter in verse 33, says, now the God of peace be with you all. Amen. Until next time, keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord continue to bless you. Happy New Year.